Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, a zoo lion with bangs, selling underwear, and disc golf. It's all coming up right after this.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker, man. I heard you guys talking about that Transformers movie. Oh, hell, it reminds me, I used to play with them Transformers when I was a kid. I swear to God I did. And they's the coolest thing out there, man. I mean, remember, you'd have like a car or something, then a couple clicks later, that car'd turn into a robot. I mean, it'd just change right in front of your face. I swear to God it would. And I always wondered why we don't have Transformers for grown-ups. I mean, think about it. It's pretty simple technology. And think of the possibility that could save us. I mean, say you and your buddies are sitting in a park, you know, passing around a bong. Next thing you know, a cop drives by. Well, a couple clicks later, that bong turns into a carburetor. I swear to God it would. It'd be awesome to see the look on that cop's face. And you can't get busted for sitting around with your buddies adjusting the choke on a four-barrel carburetor. I mean, no matter how much you giggle, it's state law. Uh-huh. And say a woman is alone at home, maybe sitting in her bedroom. She's feeling a little frisky and stuff, just finished watching Oprah. So she takes out her vibrator. Husband walks in the door, comes home from work early. Couple clicks later, boom, it's a blender. Hey, who wants daiquiris? I swear to God they would. And the thing is, man, we're halfway there anyways. Same reason why my mom Phyllis keeps her cell phone on vibrate. And man, for all you inventor geeks out there, don't even think about taking out a patent on the Carbabong or the Vibra-Blend, because I already did it. I swear to God I did, and you can look it up. I'm probably the best entrepreneur or inventor I know of. And I learned my lesson when somebody stowed my idea, man, for the pocket fisherman. I almost had it, man. I just couldn't figure out a way for the damn fish hook to stop snapping.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
I'm Chick McGee, and here's Tom Griswold.
Thank you very much, Chickster.
Yep.
We're going to catch up with some animal news from Christy Lee. Is that correct?
Photos of a white lion at a zoo in China are going viral because of the lion's unusual hairstyle.
Not
the band White Lion.
Oh.
Boy, Ace and
I bet they're available.
Yeah, but they are.
Ace and you what? Made out?
No. They were on tour for a while in the 80s.
And?
White Lion.
Do you know any...
got to be one of your favorites.
Members of White Lion...
Carnally?
No, God, no.
Okay, sorry.
No.
Okay, this is, you have to see this. I know this
it's on my Twitter if you want to.
It's extraordinarily visual.
Okay. Daily News. Photos show the lion at the Guangzhou Zoo with bangs.
I love Guangzhou Zoo with some nice
isn't it good?
Shrimp on top and
a little lo mein on the side.
Yeah. According to Newsweek, the staff at the zoo have denied accusations. They cut the lion's mane, saying the hairstyle was, quote, taken care of by the lion itself.
What happened?
Okay, the zoo said Josh, the come here, look employees at this, would not dare cut the lion's mane, but it, believe me, there's no way in hell this is a natural thing.
It looks like it's been blown dry.
And it's cut into a mullet.
Yellow. Hang on a second. No, there's an ad there.
It's hilarious.
Sorry.
He looks like Mark Davis, the Raiders owner.
Yes. Yeah. Very good.
And it's all poofy with bangs. Let me see. I'm trying to get the thing to pop. There. Nope. That's a turtle.
Here, Josh.
What's going on here?
Josh.
This is Newsweek's website. Wow. Apparently.
There you go.
This is the funniest thing we do. Tom on the internet.
Did you find it? Okay.
There you go.
He's totally lost.
The lion has bangs.
Yeah.
But
there's no way that's a natural.
No, it's ridiculous.
So you think somebody went in there, drugged the lion?
Did you see it?
They had to have done.
Did a haircut?
It looks like Ringo in 1965. Maybe 64.
It looks like Ringo. That's the thing you thought of.
Maybe 64.
These zoos are notorious for messing with their animals.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's in a zoo?
Isn't China the place that had the golden retriever in one of the cages and was labeled?
Right.
I don't know if it was labeled, but it was cut like a lion, yeah.
And they have like exhibits where you can throw rocks at it.
Oh,
remember that people were doing that stuff?
No.
Oh, yeah. A good time?
Yeah, it's awful.
Ugh.
You can see in the background, there's like, you see the bare-ass baboon screaming at the guy, that lion going, Barry Gibb called, he wants his hair back.
Yeah.
It is one bad haircut.
Yes. And did you say off the air, you asked Josh about his new cat or his new kitten, and you said...
Josh was saying how easy it was to train his cat to use the kitty litter box, and I said, do cats in the wild bury their feces? I think it's a fair question.
I think they probably do.
I don't know.
No, I think they go out to the pet store and get cat boxes.
I didn't say they need a kitty litter. I'm just curious if this is a natural thing.
Pardon me,
do they bury it? I don't know.
It would have to be.
Thank you. Of course it is.
This lion looks ridiculous. And it's the lady lion with the mane. Is that right?
No.
That's male.
Yeah, it's the opposite.
Lion's got the mane.
Lady lion has
no hair.
Even more embarrassing.
Lady lion's bald.
Because if it was a lady, don't ladies, when they have a bad breakup, cut their bangs? Isn't that kind of a standard?
Is that what happens? No.
There is a thing where many people will change hairstyles or something like that after a breakup.
Now, you've gone on record as saying you always get rid of all your underwear when you have a new boyfriend.
Yes, buy new underwear.
Do you send it to Goodwill or do you shred it?
No, I throw it away.
That is leaving money on the table.
Goodwill your old underwear.
Well,
it's soiled.
They say we're not going to take it. Then what you do is throw it at them and then leave.
No.
Now, I'll be Josh for a moment. Christy, you're leaving money on the table.
No, I'm not selling my underwear.
You could have taken that underwear and put it up for sale.
Yeah. See, here's the thing. You don't
have to sell it. On your OnlyFans page.
I will sell it and I'll take 25%.
No.
All right.
20%.
20?
I have integrity.
Well, that's your problem.
You got to lose that integrity, Christy. That's not going to happen.
As I said earlier, get woke, babe.
Would you rather have integrity or an Integra? Because that's what you can buy.
With your underwear.
Yes.
What do you get retail
for? Need a new car.
$100 a pop?
Yes, we could easily sell a pair of Christy Lee's underwear for
$100.
No. Game worn.
I sold a pair of my boxers for $250.
You did?
Yes.
I was there when he did it.
Where?
Did you have to shed them right at that moment?
Nope. I brought them to a show.
Wait a minute.
Northern Iowa, yeah.
Hold it.
Time out.
Yep.
How are we only now hearing of this filthy, awful, disgusting story?
So I'm sorry, you're doing a live comedy show. The show's over. Did you auction them off from the stage?
No. She said, hey, remember I emailed the show once and said I would like to buy your boxers. And I said, I actually brought them. And she said, let's do it.
Were these game worn?
And she gave you $250.
Yeah, and I tried not to take the... I said, no, don't take... I don't... And she insisted.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, game worn?
And was there any...
They had been game worn, but they were laundered.
Well, of course.
Husband wasn't happy about this whole thing at all.
Oh, I bet not.
Well, he wanted them unlaundered.
I think his exact quote was, I don't want them in my house.
Yeah, it's probably weird that when the two of them get intimate, she probably smells your underwear.
Stuff Josh's underwear in my face.
I like to think that she has them in one of those shadow boxes, and it's up on the wall. I signed them also.
Wait, John, what if she puts a curse on you? Do you know she's a witch? Because I feel like if you get the underwear of somebody, you can easily curse them.
Oh, no,
yeah, absolutely.
No. She has nothing to do with the pelvic pain I've experienced ever since.
Okay. So let's get back to this. I'm sorry I couldn't find a picture of
the lion.
The lion has this ridiculous
haircut.
We
all saw it. You've seen it, right?
Yeah, but I can't know why I click on this now and I'm getting
Somebody cut the hair. I don't know what the story is.
Somebody cut their hair, but they're saying they did not.
I thought the only story it could be is if it showed up in the wild, looked like that. Nobody knew how it happened.
That would be weird.
This
is at a zoo, they're saying they didn't cut his hair.
It looks blown dry.
So what's the story?
It looks like Brian Jones of the Rolling Stones in 65. That's the closest.
That's relatable.
That's a reference you would get.
I don't even know what Brian Jones looks like.
He was very short.
I didn't even know there was a Brian Jones in the Rolling Stones.
Well, he was practically the founder of the band.
Why didn't they call it the Rolling Jones?
Even the semi-literate in the world of rock would have known.
Isn't it more of like a David Bowie look in that movie?
Kind of.
Where he has the yellow hair that's kind of in that
weird.
It's
kind
moment.
Of mullet-like, you're right. Why? Now, Pat, do you have a tribute to this?
Yeah, I'm going to need some help here.
Oh, you're on your own there, buddy.
Did you drop it like four?
Come on.
I can't get up there. I'm doing it.
The faux jungle, the Chinese bungle, the lion trim tonight. They cut the bangs, now it doesn't hang right. It is a dreadful sight.
Hey, hey.
He looks like Mo, he looks like Mo, he looks like Mo, he looks like Mo, he looks like Mo,
he looks like Mo, he looks like Mo.
Oh, they do deny it. They cut and fried it. It hangs above his nose. He looks like Mo or Mark Davis, a little like Pete Rose. But he looks like Mo. 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 He looks like Mo.
Spread out.
Lovely.
I still don't know what the story is.
Okay. All of a sudden, this white lion that's a famous attraction at this Chinese zoo shows up,
right.
And its mane has been radically cut and styled.
Yes. Right, and that's it.
They're denying it.
It looks
crazy. And the Chinese zoo people went,
no.
They are denying
it. Yes. They said it happened, that he did it himself.
Right.
And the zookeeper looks like Dorothy Hamill.
It looks like he did do it himself. What's wrong with Dorothy Hamill?
Nothing. She's got the same haircut.
Oh, I had that haircut once.
You did?
Yes.
Oh, the flying wedge.
Yes, that was me.
No. It looks like Brian Jones is 65.
And that's probably a little. It looks like Brian Jones when he went to the Monterey Festival. Down in Monterey.
I thought he was Brian Jones when he was face down in the pool. Is that how he looked? And they fished the body out of the pool.
Wow.
Overdose?
Nice. Yeah. Death by misadventure, I believe, is what the death certificate said. In any event, we'll post this. Willie just sent me a picture of David Bowie that looks just like the lion.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. Can you send that to Chris and have him put those two things up?
Is that from Labyrinth?
I said it's, yeah, it is, yeah.
Forget about the baby. That's from Labyrinth.
Oh, I can't wait for the new David Bowie documentary.
Album.
I can wait.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it looks very good.
Christy Lee is right over there. She's got some more news. What's going on?
Police in Florida are saying a 47-year-old man died while searching for frisbees in an alligator-infested lake.
Tom laughing.
Tom's
laughing.
Tom can't stop
golf
laughing.
Course.
What a loser.
A loser?
Lord. The Largo Police Department said the unnamed man was looking for flying discs in the water and, quote, a gator was involved.
He's the number one froth competitor in the United States of America. Now he's gone.
The disc golf course is set along a lake that has no swimming signs posted along it, warning visitors of alligators in the water.
Oh, man.
They are discs, by the way, not frisbees. I was told.
Flying disc, yeah, that's right.
It's not called frisbee golf?
No. People who frequent the disc course said it's not unusual for someone to look for lost discs that can be sold for a few dollars. Ken Hosnick told the Tampa Bay Times, quote, sometimes they dive in the lake, they'll pull out 40 discs. You may sell them for $5 a piece, and you may sell them for $10 a piece, depending on the quality.
Ken.
Well, what's your life worth?
There are signs all over the place warning you of alligators and snakes, and this doofus goes in there.
Yeah.
Is funeral going to be like a fish concert? People out front with hacky sacks. It smells like patchouli and bad marijuana.
What connection are you making because of
frisbee golf being for hippies and stuff?
You don't think that
right?
Frisbee golf is like a dippy hippie thing?
No.
You know who hated hippies?
I would think
Dirty Harry.
Yeah.
It's no different than golf balls.
That's true.
Yes. Yeah, but you wouldn't jump into, I mean, you boy. If it says alligators.
And they do. They do that. He's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, you make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can also get eaten by an alligator.
Yeah, right.
Like this loser.
Can you really make a lot of money reselling golf balls?
I heard you can, yeah.
You some $100,000 a year jobs go unfilled.
Six figures?
Oh, yeah.
I think those are the guys that have those giant vacuums and they're at the bottom of these ponds and major golf courses.
Every now and then they'll get alligator eggs.
Oh!
Get them mistaken.
Yeah, so this guy's reselling Frisbees, basically.
No, he was.
Okay, here's a photograph of this thing with a sign saying... You're not going to believe me when I read this.
There's what's
a
it say?
Picture of an alligator, a drawing of an alligator. It says, danger, do not feed or molest the alligators.
Mm-hmm.
Molest?
Yeah, man.
Who's molesting alligators?
Boy, that's...
Well, they're out there.
You never had alligator sex?
No.
Yeah, it's hot.
Don't they have like a door for their genitals?
They do.
Oh, that, yeah, no need to get into that sort of details. Wow.
No need to get into details.
I mean, this...
He called the man a doofus, and I can't...
No, if you see a picture of this swamp... It looks deadly, and there are signs all over the place.
It looks deadly.
No, I mean, it's not like a pretty lake on a beautiful, yeah. With a bunch of nice Florida condos there. This looks like something a swamp monster is going to walk out.
It looks like something a swamp monster is going to come out.
This guy's trying to make enough money for a vegan burrito and a new hacky sack.
By these hippies who are at the fish concert.
What could this man have been doing that Tom would be sad that this happened?
Oh, if he was looking for like a lost T.S. Eliot book or something.
Maybe like trying to rescue a golden retriever or something.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
If he was if you're going to go out playing, if you're going to get killed playing disc golf,
mm-hmm.
at least this is a cool way to go.
You say disc golf like it is.
Well, no, I just thought I can't say Frisbee golf.
You hate that, too.
Because it's...
Why don't you like disc golf? What disc golf?
I know
golf
somebody
ever?
That travels the world playing disc golf. I
all
swear.
Right, now we go.
Okay. Disc golf, disc golf, this what's is, it ever? This
is, you know him
no,
too.
No, hang on.
Tom.
Stop. This is out of control.
Yeah, it is.
So far, you have 9 million friends. That can't
I didn't
be
say I was a friend.
Be...
I said I know someone who does this.
Well, he wouldn't be stupid enough to dive into a lake with signs all over the place saying, beware of alligators.
And you know him too, so there.
Okay. So, no.
Yeah, you're right.
Disc golf and gator swimming, the Florida biathlon. There we go. Congratulations. Okay, sorry. 47 years old, maybe old enough to know better. What do
you would think.
That's what he gets, by God, bunch of young kids. Some bitches.
So, do you suppose the alligator ate him?
Yes.
Yeah, what do you think?
No.
I mean, it probably it grabbed him, did the death roll.
Yep.
He drowned, so he may not have been completely eaten, but...
Like a terrible, sad,
just an awful way to go.
Are they going to sell the arm with the disc attached to it?
Oh, Tom.
Get $10 for
it. Why don't we call his family?
Yeah. They have details.
The
or maybe he was
warm.
Smelled too bad from not bathing, and the alligator didn't want anything to do with him.
There they are.
How about that? Crabby old guy. How about that?
Christy, what else do you have over there, baby?
I'm afraid.
Don't be afraid of nothing,
girl. I don't
blame
you. Oh, Jesus.
Authorities are warning the public to avoid an aggressive dolphin off the coast of Texas. Oh, it's not an alligator this time. It's a dolphin. It was seen off North Padre Island and has been showing more aggressive behavior recently.
Hey, where are you going?
Such as separating children from their parents in
the
water.
Separating children from their parents.
And isolating swimming pets from their owners.
Aren't dolphins evil?
Scientists say human interaction is to blame.
What?
Despite numerous warnings from biologists, law enforcement officials, people have continued to seek out the dolphin.
No, I'm tired of scientists blaming people for things.
Well, no, this dolphin
planet.
There has to be more.
Yeah, go back to Dolphin Planet. That's what I say.
What is there? Why are they separating things from what? What is that behavior for?
I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I just think it's this dolphin is bothering people because they've been bothering it for so long. This dolphin swims up, cleans the windshield on your speedboat, and then asks for a dollar. I don't know what it's doing to people.
There has to be more to this story.
Yeah, Chick and I have both done the dolphin swim. We both vote no.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do that.
Well, yeah, weren't you guys in Tijuana or something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Josh, as you know, the dolphin swim in Tijuana, very popular.
No, you hear what happened there? I said, no, we were in the Bahamas. Tom starts the ridicule machine.
Why? It's near water, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's near tequila. No, Chick and I were in the Bahamas. Took up this boat ride out to an island. Remember the thing about the island that was so disturbing?
Yes, Tom.
What was it?
Do you remember?
Yes, it was the smell.
Well, that was, but no, they wanted to hump us.
Oh, the dolphins?
Yeah, they tell you, be careful, ladies.
They can do
don't,
that.
Don't grab the phallus.
Well, no, be careful, everybody, but especially ladies. Because
don't grab the phallus?
Yes.
I'm
not going to go grab a dolphin horn.
No.
The dolphins are held in the small cage. The whole thing was so depressing.
I bet it's sad, yeah.
Ugh. In a cage. Don't do it. Don't support that.
Well, they're not in a cage, but they're netted off the main.
It's effectively a cage. Anyway, yeah, don't do this.
And yet you guys
paid
money to do it. Yeah.
So this dolphin is a wild dolphin bothering people in their boats.
I had a fish
in their boats, the shore.
Is this creature doing it on purpose?
Oh, God.
Oh, okay. You know, I did the on purpose thing a couple days ago.
Yep. Yeah,
and he looked at me like
I was mad at you.
Looked at me like I was
a stink eye. He's just still laughing over there.
And now he's still laughing.
He's having fun.
Yeah.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche, auch bei den Johnsons, oder Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau, made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil. Unser Bestes.